Morning. Stand with me if you would. Let me begin reading in verse 1 as I read aloud. Would you follow along there? I'm just going to read a few verses. Psalm 119, verse 1, and then we'll have a word of prayer. Amen. And it's preaching time, isn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Boy, I could hang on that for about 4 or 5 years. Undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Really, all you got to do, I don't want to oversimplify it, all you got to do is walk in the law of the Lord and you'll be undefiled.
Amen.
Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Half a heart is only half a heart.
Right.
Half a heart means your other half is somewhere else. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Is that possible? Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed. Then when I have respect unto all thy commandments, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, Lord, this is a wonderful time together with your people. Time to open up your word. I pray for liberty here. God, I pray for your strength, your power, your Holy Spirit, God. Bind the devil. Speak to the hearts of those this morning that may be lost in sin, trusting in their own righteousness, their goodness, their works. God, open up their eyes to see Jesus today for the very first time, perhaps, as Savior, sacrifice for their sins. God, help us, Lord, I pray. Speak to our hearts. Oh, Lord, please fill me with your precious spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I mean, you may be seated. I want to, if you love the Bible, you have to love Psalm 119.
Amen.
Psalm 119 is the longest book in the Bible, and it's all about the Bible. I'm going to continue reading and begin here in verse 9, and just follow along with me there where you're at. It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. There it is again. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. By the way, if you only give God half a heart, the other half is wandering. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart. Can I just stop right here and say this? God deserves all of it. God deserves all of it. I mean, who are we to think that God only gets half of it? Come on, let's think about that for a second. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. Look at this. I will not forget thy word.
Amen.
Verse 16 is going to be my text verse this morning. The end of that, second half of that verse says, I will not forget thy word. On this Memorial Day weekend, we must never forget the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. Understand something. America would have nothing to remember if it hadn't been for the Word of God.
Right.
There would be no Memorial Day. There would be no America were it not for the Word of God. Our founding fathers, our present and former members of the military, our fallen civil servants across the land of the home and the free, the land of the free and the home of the brave, none of these would ever have anything worth remembering. None of these would have anything worth talking about if God's Word had not been given to you and me.
That's right.
The Word of God is our anchor. The Word of God is our sword. The Word of God is our shield. The Word of God is a strong and mighty tower. The Word of God is our strength. The Word of God is our stability. It's our rock. It's our refuge. It's our hiding place. But listen to me. I'm afraid most people, many people, have forgotten.
That's right.
In our country, forgotten the Word of God.
Yeah.
A word is a declaration.
Yeah.
Listen, it is a promise. When somebody says, I give you my word, they're saying, I'm promising you.
Yeah. Yep.
Here's what happens, though. We cannot forget the declared promises of God's word. Look in verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. God's promised blessings to the undefiled, notice, if they walk in the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is the word of God.
Amen.
God says, I'll bless your life.
That's right.
God's promised blessings to those that keep His word and seek Him with their whole heart. Verse 2 says, blessed are they that keep His testimonies, that seek Him with the whole heart. If you're not seeking Him with your whole heart, according to that verse, my friend, you're not keeping His testimonies.
Yeah, that's right.
You say, that's pretty extreme. I didn't write it. I'm just preaching it to you this morning. God says, look, if you're not seeking Him with your whole heart, that means the other half of it, the rest of it, is wandering away from it. Listen, there's one thing and one thing only that we need to hold on to, especially if we remember the things that God has done for our country. It's all because of this precious book right here.
That's right.
Look in verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. God's promised a life without shame, a life without regret, if we keep His statutes. His word, verse 7, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. God promised a song of praise in our hearts if we'll learn His righteous judgments, His word. Listen, that's why we have a song service, amen? That's why we sing praises unto His name. That's why this is called Songs and Hymns from the Heart.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm seeking God with my whole heart. Listen, and when I do that, God promises, look, I will have a song of praise on my lips.
Amen.
And you can't keep that away from a Christian, amen? And the Bible says that He has lifted us out of a horrible pit and set our feet on a solid rock and has put a new song, amen, in our mouth. It's there.
Amen.
It's there. I must not forget God's word, because you can tell when you start to forget the word of God, the praise starts to drift off. People laying on their couch this morning instead of coming to church, they're not singing their praise and laying their praise in God. I guarantee you. Why? Because they forgot. They forgot the word of God. Look in verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. God's promised a clean path.
Yep.
If we'll take heed to His word. These are promises from God. I'm telling you, look, this is God's word giving us a declaration, a promise. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. God's promised us that we would sin a whole lot less.
Yep. Yep.
Amen.
By the way, every time you sin, it's against God.
Amen.
Mark my words, it's not against me or you or your wife or your children or your dog or your neighbor. It's against God.
Amen.
And God says, you know, you'd sin a lot less against me if you'd hide my word in your heart.
Amen.
That's a promise that God gives us. That's a promise.
Amen.
God promises that. In verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. God's promises, we will respect His ways if we will meditate on His word.
That's right.
Respect the word of God. Respect the ways of God. You know what it means to respect? It means to revere. To give it its rightful place in our life.
Amen.
I want to point out something very sobering. Look in verse 139 of this same chapter. 139. My zeal hath consumed me. Notice, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words.
Yeah.
What makes somebody an enemy of God, preacher? You just read it. You just read it. They forgot God's word. I want you to notice something. It doesn't say they never knew it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about America this morning on Memorial Day weekend. It doesn't say they never knew it. Listen, our country knew this book years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Our country knew this book years ago.
That's right.
But now, listen, there's more enemies of God in our country than there are friends. America is slowly becoming more and more of an enemy of God with all the evil that now runs loose in our streets and our cities. Why? Because they have forgotten God's word.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what God said. Look in Psalm 78. We'll be back to 119, but look in Psalm 78. Psalm 78, verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. That means, listen, when God's word is being spoken, when God's word is being taught, when God's word is being preached, listen, I'm supposed to give ear and incline my ear to hear it. That means when the Bible is open in the house of God, God's people ought to be running to the house of God.
Amen.
I will open my mouth in verse 2. In a parable, I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. Listen, this is what it used to be. It used to be that fathers taught their children the Bible.
Amen.
In America.
Amen.
It used to be that fathers took the Word of God that their fathers taught them and taught the next generation. Look in verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. Look, that used to be our country.
Amen.
Now go back to Psalm 119. We've forgotten it, folks.
Amen.
When America needs God and His Word the most, it will be too late because she's forgotten what He said.
Yep.
You and me have got to be very careful to remember God's Word.
Right.
Especially in this day in which we live. Understand something, we are living in a day of complete and total apostasy. What does that mean, preacher? That means we have gone away, completely gone away from the Bible, from the Word of God. We have gone away from His statutes, His precepts, His judgments, His laws, and His Word. We've gone away. But I want you to understand something. As Christians, you're here this morning. There's something going on in your heart. God's working in your life. You haven't completely rejected and gone away from the Word of God. Understand something. But you and me have got to nail something down this morning by the grace of God that we must remember God's Word because we are going to need it now more than ever. Now more than ever. I want to look at the value of remembering God's Word quickly. I want to point out some different aspects of God's Word in Psalm 119 and understand what we need it now more than ever. We must not forget the Bible. We must not forget God's Word. Look in verse 51 of Psalm 119. I'm hurrying, but I want you to look with me in verse 51. The proud have had me greatly in derision. Yet have I not declined from thy law. Why? I remembered thy judgments of old. O Lord, knows, and have comforted myself. Now look, verse 51 says, the proud have had me in derision. Derision is a word we don't use much today, but let me explain that word to you. It means that the proud and high-minded rebels of this world are laughing at me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that's exactly what to deride means. It means to have contempt and scorn, but to openly show it, listen, through laughter. Laughter. The proud are laughing at me, greatly in derision. They're laughing at me a lot. The proud of this world that have forgotten the Word of God, that their parents have never taught anything to them now, and their generations just gone by year after year after year, and now they're so full of pride because this book will humble you. This book will remind you of who we really are, but the proud that have gotten away from the Word of God are now laughing at me.
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee you there's people going out of this church and laughed at me.
Yeah.
There's people laughing at you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Understand something. Now more than ever, you better remember the Word of God.
Yes,
look what this verse says. When it comes to this laughter, I've got to remember it. Specifically, it says, thy judgments of old. When this happens, I need to remember God's judgments, and I'll be comforted. But notice God's judgments of old, things that have already happened, God has already done. God has always taken care of those people who laugh at Him.
That's right.
Let me remind you of a man named Pharaoh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pharaoh had a good time laughing at Moses. Pharaoh had a good time laughing at Moses. Your God, He ain't my God. Get out of here. Matter of fact, I'm just going to make the workload twice as bad for all of you Jewish. Get out of my office. Get out of my courthouse. Get out of my palace. And he laughed at Moses. He laughed at Aaron. He laughed at God.
Yep. Come on.
God took care of that.
Amen.
In the bottom of the Red Sea.
Yep.
God knows how to take care of those who laugh at Him. By the way, he gets the last laugh.
That's right.
But see, if you don't remember that, it's going to kill you.
That's right.
If you don't remember that, it's going to keep you from serving God.
Yep. They're laughing at me. Nobody loves me.
Listen, it's nothing new. It's nothing new.
Yep.
Can I say this to you? You ought to even expect it.
Yes,
that's right. Amen.
Well, preacher, nobody's laughing at me. If you're serving God, they will. Well, you don't have to get that far. Really? Those that seek me with their whole heart are going to get laughed at.
Yeah, that's right.
Preacher, I don't want that anymore. I don't want that. Listen, I'm trying to encourage those of you who are. If you don't want it, then you might fit another category. You might fit in the proud category a little bit better.
Come on.
I'm not being ugly to you, but listen, I'm talking to people. I'm trying to encourage God's people today.
Yeah.
Understand something, that when people laugh at you because you're serving the Lord, don't get so poochy-lipped. Understand something, it's not anything new. They've done it for years. As a matter of fact, I ought to be thankful they're doing it. It means I'm doing something right.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. The Bible says they're proud. They're laughing because they're proud. I'm not the proud one. They are.
Yeah, that's right.
What do they say? They say, well, you're so self-righteous. Well, you're so holier than thou. Don't they say that? Well, who do you think you are? You're so full of yourself, trying to tell everybody what to do. Like, we got to live this rule. This is legalism. No, wait a minute. The Bible says they're proud.
Amen. That's right.
I'm just trying to seek God with my whole heart.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep.
See, isn't it good when you just get back to the Bible?
Amen.
Isn't it good when you get back to the truth and stop listening to the proud who are laughing at you?
Yes,
I remember a man named Goliath.
Yeah.
40 days, 40 nights, laughing at Saul, laughing at his army, laughing at those ridiculous Jews laying over there hiding from him, just laughing, I mean, cursing God.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was big, wasn't he? Oh, yeah, he was huge. He was a giant of a man. He was a warrior, champion warrior, the Bible says. Laughing at God. Day in, day out, day in, day, laughing at God's people. Laughing at God's army.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe walking around the square.
Oh.
But there was a little boy named David. Only a little sling. Only a boy named David. With five little stones. Anyway, I can't remember the words. But there was a little shepherd boy named David who said, you know what? I'm okay with you laughing at God, but I'm not going to let it keep happening. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to get God's involved. I'm going to get God involved in this thing. And when he slung that sling around, amen, and out came that little rock and landed right in the middle of that giant's forehead.
Yep.
And God, I still like to think, as soon as that rock let go, God said, give me that rock. And went,
amen.
That rock didn't kill that giant. The rock of ages killed that giant. David could have slung that rock in the other direction. He said, oh, wait a minute, you missed.
Amen.
Listen, God got the last laugh.
That's right.
Amen.
We got to remember the judgments of old. There was a man named Noah. Oh, boy. Noah, you're building a what? Because it's going to what? You understand, Noah for 120 years was building a boat to float in water that nobody had ever seen. There were no lakes and ponds and rivers and oceans then. There was no flood yet. There had never rained anything. No rain had ever come down. There was nowhere to float a boat. And for 120 years, those people laughed at him and laughed at him and laughed at him and laughed at him. Why? Because he was doing the will of God.
Amen.
Because they were proud.
Right.
They laughed at him. They laughed at him. They mocked him. They ran their mouths. They scoffed at him. I mean, they must have been rolling in the floor. This is an idiot. What an idiot. Preaching about judgment and wrath and rain. And we don't even know what that is. And Noah just kept on pounding pounding away, cutting down the trees, getting all that pitch and that slime and putting all that. I mean, that ark was huge. And all of a sudden, drip, 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 something started hitting their heads. And all of a sudden, the floodgates opened up literally. Water started coming from down. Water started coming from beneath. And before you know it, they were banging on the... Oh, no, let us in! We're not laughing anymore!
Come on, brother. That's right.
But for 120 years, what did he have to do? He had to remember God's word. God said, Noah, build an ark.
Yeah, come on.
Noah, I'm going to judge the world. Noah, build an ark. What did he have to do? He had to remember God's word.
That's right.
You know what, if you're going to be faithful, listen, you better remember God's word.
Amen.
You better remember God's judgments of old. You better remember what God's doing to people. Right now, nothing's happened. I know, that's all right. But you better remember what God does do when it's time, he's going to take care of it. There was a city named Jericho.
Yeah.
I mean, it had huge walls. I mean, you could 8 chariots, double horse chariots could go shoulder to shoulder, 8 chariots abreast across the top of that wall. It was higher than you could see. It was wider than you could ever penetrate. And boy, and then Joshua and his little Jewish people, his priest, his Ark of the Covenant, and the whole bunch of people who couldn't say a word now. Trumpets blowing, the priest just walking around the city. And they're looking down from those walls thinking, what a bunch of lunatics.
Yep.
What a bunch of idiots. And they came back the next day. They walked around the city. And by now, I mean, the Jerichoans, they're getting popcorn. And they're saying, hey, I bet you those Jews are coming back tomorrow. Hey, grab some popcorn. Let's bring a lawn chair. Let's sit up here on top of the wall. Let's watch these idiots walk around our city. I bet they wish they could get in here, don't they? And by the way, they're coming again. And man, they've been doing this for 5 days. They've been doing this for 6 days. Wow, tomorrow, let's get out there on the seventh day. Look, man, they're going again. They're going 3 times. They're going 4 times. They're going 5 times. I mean, they're just having a ball. This is a bonus feature. They're having a, I mean, they're able to watch. And all of a sudden, Joshua said, shout! And all of a sudden, the earth started shaking and trembling, and the walls went.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right.
They weren't laughing anymore.
Yeah.
Amen.
They were not laughing anymore.
Amen.
See, some of you, listen. What you've got to understand is God gets the last laugh.
That's right.
Oh, they're laughing at me, preacher. I know that. Trust me, I know that. But God is the final judge. God has the final word. God gets the final laugh. You've got to listen. The Bible says if I remember that, it'll comfort me. Isn't that good? That's what it says in verse 50 and 52. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. It will comfort you when you realize that God is going to get the last word.
Amen.
Glory to God. But listen, I'm right now more than ever, I've got to remember God's judgments.
That's right.
Number two, this is probably as far as I'm going to get. Right now, more than ever, I need to remember God's name.
Amen.
Look in verse 53. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. When the wicked of this world forsake God's law, they treat it as if it never existed. Verse 53, the Bible says that God's people will be in a state of horror.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that doesn't mean a fear. Listen, what that means, it's not some type of horror movie. Okay, what it means is shuddering with extreme disgust.
Yeah, that's right.
In other words, I'm shuddering with disgust. I can't believe the way that these people are living their lives. I can't believe the things that they're doing on my streets of my city. I can't believe the things that people are talking about in the house of God. I can't believe the things that are going on in the shopping centers, in the malls, in the grocery store. I can't believe the things that I'm hearing on the radio. I can't believe the things that I'm seeing on the billboards. I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
Oh.
And by the way, you should be. today. If you're not, you might want to check up on your heart. But that's going to happen. Listen, I'm disgusted. Their lives are so evil. It's repulsive. It's repulsive. I'm disgusted. This word horror is a severe disgust, even to the point of nausea, at the way the wicked are living their lives. And what does it say I've got to do? I've got to remember thy name. Now look, what does this mean, preacher? This means I remember God's character. I remember God's character. I remember God's faithful. I remember God's true. I remember God's righteous. I remember God's holy. I remember God's character is honest. God cannot lie. I remember that God is not mocked. I remember that God's character, listen, is mercy and grace right now. Let's not forget what I'm talking about here, okay? Please, there's too many distractions right now. Please, if you just take a deep breath and listen to God for a minute, understand something. God's trying to help His church this morning. This is what God's name is God's character. God dealing with God's people, God's dealing with it. He has mercy and grace. Right now, He is allowing that to happen so that they can come to salvation. The judgment of God has not come yet. The reign of judgment, the wrath of God, it's not fallen yet. His character is He's merciful and gracious, and He wants them to be saved. They cannot be saved if they die every time they sin. But see, His name is His character, His faithfulness. I want you to understand that His name is His. Today is the day of salvation. That's what the Bible says. Now is the day of salvation. They're living like the devil. I know that. But I can't let that change. I have to understand God's name, God's character. He will not allow that to happen forever. He's allowing that right now because He's merciful. He's gracious. The Bible says His compassions are new every morning.
Amen.
He's not judging them yet. He's not going to judge them yet. Today is the day of salvation. This is the day of grace. This is the day of mercy. This is the day of God allowing you and me as believers to witness and tell people about Jesus Christ. This is the day that God has put a local church in that city to be a lighthouse of grace and understanding salvation and letting them see, look, although you're slighting Him, still He is waiting. Waiting the penitent child to receive. So understand something. We have to understand and not forget the Word of God. Listen, His name is, He is not going to let it go forever. But I want you to notice in verse 55, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. This will keep you up at night. Now, again, if this is not you, then just bear with me and sleep on. But there are some of us that are trying to live for the Lord. And when you try to live for the Lord, it's disgusting to see what the world is doing. I didn't make this up. This is right here. It's disgusting, and it ought to be. But understand something. God's given them another chance. He's given them another chance. He's given them another chance. A new compassion tomorrow morning. New mercy and new grace tomorrow morning. Understand something? It's going to keep me up at night, and that's fine. But what do I do when I'm up at night? Do I pace? Do I worry? Do I fret? No. I remember His name. What does that mean, preacher? That means you get on your face and you pray. You open up the Bible and you remember God's name. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great Shepherd. The Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him. Love and adore Him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
That's right.
Oh, I know. I know their lives are repugnant, disgusting, filthy. But here's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to get overwhelmed with disgust, with repugnance, repulsive disgust. It's just, I can't. And then you just feel like it's not worth it.
Come on. That's right.
You just say, well, maybe, you know, maybe this whole Bible stuff, you know, maybe it's just too much. Now, you've got to remember His name.
Amen.
His name is holy. The reason we've got to remember His name is because He is true.
Amen.
True.
Yeah.
Can I tell you this? Didn't your mom ever tell you, look, it doesn't matter if the whole world's jumping off a cliff. Are you going to jump off a cliff?
Yeah.
I mean, if the whole world's drinking a bottle of bleach, you're going to drink well, Brother Benny, I hope you're... if the whole world's drinking a bottle of rat poison, I mean, if the whole world... It doesn't matter if the whole world's living in sin and filth. Listen, I remember His name.
Amen. Yeah.
By the way, there's not salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, glory to God. That name is Jesus Christ. That name is glorious salvation. That name is redemption and rapture and reconciliation. That name has changed my life. And listen, I'm not going to go back to the horror of sin. I'm going to live in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe.
That's right. Come on,
but see, what the world does
is
their filth is so despicable and it just horrifies. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Come on. That's right. Amen.
Instead of remembering His name, all I think about is their filth. And it perverts my mind.
Right.
It corrupts my thoughts.
Yep.
It changes my spirit. Listen, everything that I'm trying to teach you and preach to you this morning boils down to this. I've got to remember God's word,
Amen.
His judgments, His name. I cannot forget why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what they're trying to do, folks. By the way, let me draw your attention back to verse 1. Why does the psalmist say, they're laughing at me? Why does the psalmist say that their lifestyles are disgusting to me? Because I'm trying to live undefiled in the way.
Yep.
If you're not trying to live undefiled in the way, none of this is going to happen to you. And you're not understanding why I'm getting so worked up about it. That's okay. God says we're to be holy. Because He's holy.
Amen.
God says, even my Father in heaven is perfect, be also perfect. God says, let us go on unto perfection. God said, sin no more. So the reason the psalmist is suffering these things is because he's trying to walk undefiled in the ways of the Lord, undefiled.
Amen.
And that ought to be every Christian's heart, every Christian's desire. If that's not your desire today, one of two things, you're not saved or you're not right with God. But if that's your desire, then you understand this is going to happen to you. They're going to laugh at you.
Amen.
Their lifestyles are going to disgust you.
Come on.
You can't give up. You can't give in. Look in verse 61. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. See, look now, it wasn't enough for them to laugh at him. It wasn't enough for their lifestyle to disgust him. Now they're disgracing him, looting him, and robbing him. It wasn't enough to just ridicule him. Now they're robbing him. Understand something, since their words and their mockery didn't move him, now they're taking further measures, further steps to get at him.
That's right.
Since their words and their mockery didn't move him, they decided to take the next step and begin to rob him. You understand, Satan's a liar. Satan's a thief. If he can't get you with his lies and deceptions, he's going to come at you with more personal attacks.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean, preacher? I mean, he's going to try to rob your joy, your strength, your determination, your peace, amen, your spouse, your children.
Come on, amen, preach.
Amen.
Your church members. Now I want you to notice it says the bands of the wicked in verse 61. That means that now they're banded together. Now they're coming at him, ganged up on him.
Yeah, that's right.
Now they went and got reinforcements. Now there's more of them. Listen, I promise you, the world can always find reinforcements.
That's right.
Satan can always find reinforcements. He has plenty of them to choose from. There's all kinds of people out there volunteering for Satan's army everywhere you turn.
Yep.
He has no problem finding reinforcements. The world can find them. But look at verse 153, the same chapter. Verse 153. Consider mine affliction and deliver me. I do not forget thy law. Understand something. This will bring certain affliction to your life. When the bands of the wicked, the bands of people that are their lifestyles are disgusting, they're not just laughing at you anymore. Now they're trying to take away everything that God's given you. You say, they can't take away my salvation. Oh no, but they're trying to take away everything else. And listen, and they're getting their hands involved in your life. They're sticking their nose in your business. They're getting involved in your children's life, in your marriage, in your, listen, they're banding together.
Yeah,
amen.
Come on.
They have one goal in this life, and that is to devour you.
That's right.
And oh, listen to me. If you go back to verse 61, how did I get through this? I have not forgotten thy law. Preacher, this sounds like a serious... And listen, if you live for the Lord, trying to live undefiled in the way, this will help you.
That's right,
sir.
That's right.
Could it be that this is why so few people are trying to live an undefiled life anymore?
Yeah.
Because all of this has overtaken them.
That's right.
Because they forgot the Word of God.
Yep.
Hmm. Because I have not forgot thy law. What did the psalmist remember here in verse 61? The law of God. Well, what is that law? The law of God. Listen, a law is what governs our lives. A law, it lists our duties to God and to others. Now, hold on a minute. A law is what is law, whether you like it or not. If you break it, you're going to suffer consequences.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah,
God hasn't changed that. If you live a life of disobedience to this book, you're going to suffer consequences. Saved or unsaved, you're going to answer to God.
That's right.
So when the bands of the wicked are ganging up on me, and not only they're laughing at me, now they're looting me, now they're robbing the things that they're taking church members, they're taking family members, they're taking joy and peace. They're working against me around the clock.
Come on,
amen.
I got to remember God's law.
That's right.
Hey, listen, whether I like it or not, I got to obey God.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Because there are consequences to breaking a law. In other words, let me put it this way. It's a duty. It's a duty that I have to love the Lord with all my heart, whether I like it or not. But listen, not only that, it's a duty that I have to love my neighbor as myself. Now, what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, it's just what I said. My duty is to love the Lord with all my heart and to love my neighbor as myself. What does that mean? That means I don't retaliate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't retaliate. I don't fight back in the strength of the flesh. I don't join them.
That's right.
I pray for them.
Amen.
See, that's why God's people are fighting back.
Yep.
Because we've forgotten God's law.
Amen.
The Bible says in Luke 6:28, bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. Psalm 109, verse 4. Look over there with me quickly. Just a few pages back. 109, verse 4. I can't forget the law of God. Verse 4 says, for my love, they are my adversaries, but I shoot them between the eyes. No. But I give myself unto prayer. Why? Because that's what God says to do. But see, what's happening is we are reeling out of control in this country. We're fighting sin with sin.
That's right. Come on.
We're fighting back. Okay, well, if the big churches are doing rock and roll and new Bibles, when I'm going to do rock and roll and new Bibles. No, we're not going to fight back with sin. We're going to remember the law.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because that's what God's going to use to judge us.
Amen.
This book. He's going to open this book up and say, okay, I told you to pray for your adversaries. I told you to love them that hate you.
Amen.
I told you to love them that are robbing you blind. By the way, you're not going to have an excuse.
That's right.
We're not going to have an excuse. I'm going to stand before God, and this is the book He's going to use.
Yep.
See, right now more than ever, I cannot forget God's law. I cannot forget God's name. I must not forget God's judgments of old. Why? Because I'm remembering His Word. Every one of these things is right here in His Word.
That's right.
Who He is. His character. His faithfulness. I need it now more than ever, dear beloved. If you haven't opened your eyes in the last 10 years, this country in which we live is not honoring God.
That's right.
They have forgotten God's law. They have forgotten God's word. They have forgotten God's judgments. They have forgotten God's precepts. They have forgotten God's statutes. And it's not that they didn't know them. The fathers just didn't pass them down, and now they've forgotten them.
Yep.
But you and me, we have a defense. I must not, I will not forget God's law. Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray You would help Your people this morning. Lord, I don't know where the message landed, how the message landed, but God, if people were listening, I pray You would help them. I realize, Lord, it's nothing new. We should expect it. God, I pray for those that are here today that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Oh God, that they would not forget that even though judgment hasn't come yet, it's coming. They would not forget, Lord God, that even though they haven't been saved yet, they can be saved today. They would not forget, Lord, that You're a holy God. A righteous God. And the only way we could ever come into Your presence is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Lord, I pray for Your people today. I pray You would help us, God, to just hide this book in our hearts. To get our minds, our hearts saturated with this book. Filled with this book. So we'll not forget who You are and how You work. With heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, no one's looking around, please. I want to ask you a quick question. You say, preacher, if I died right now, I know I'd go to heaven. There's no doubt in my mind, I know I'd go to heaven. I'm not perfect, but I know I'd go to heaven. Would you raise your hand as a testimony? I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. Thank you. You can put them down. This morning, maybe you couldn't raise your hand. Listen, I'm talking to you just for a second. No one's looking around. Jesus died for your sins, shed His blood on an old rugged cross. Not because He was guilty, but because you're guilty. You cannot earn your salvation by being good, by being religious, by doing good things to other people. That would be a disgrace. That would be a spit in Jesus' face to think that your good works were enough. Jesus had to die because none of us were righteous. Today I want to ask you a quick question. If you could not raise your hand, would you let me pray for you? Would you be honest with God this morning? Let me pray for you. Say, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved. I don't know. I mean, I know that I'm a sinner, but I don't know if I'm ready to go to heaven. I'll pray for you. I won't call you by name. I'm not going to embarrass you. I just want to know how to pray. If you're here like that this morning, say, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved, but I know I want to be saved. Would you pray for me? I'll be glad to do it. Would you just quietly slip up your hand right there where you sit? Thank you. I see that hand. Would there be another one here today that said, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not going to call your name. Just quietly slip up your hand right there where you sit and put it right back down. Say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm saved, but I want to be. Can I pray for you this morning?" Is there another one like that? Heavenly Father, this morning we come to you on behalf of this one who's raised their hand. And Lord, others who maybe were afraid to. Father, we love you and we thank you for the Bible. But Lord, this Bible means nothing if we're not saved. There's no way we can ever stand in your righteousness until we've been born again. Bless this one who's been very honest, Lord. Please keep working in their heart. I pray that you'd give them the faith. Bring them to repentance this morning, Lord. That they'd come to Jesus. Oh God, they'd come to their only hope, their only strength, their only way of salvation. Lord, I pray for your people today. I know some of them are suffering. They're under burdens, or people, family members, friends, finances, or problems are all, Lord, we have them, Lord. It's reality. But Lord, we thank you that we can go back to your word. We can remember your goodness, your grace, your judgments. Please, God, keep working in your people's hearts this morning. Help those that are discouraged, Father, lift up their eyes and see Jesus once again. Help them, Lord, to lift up their eyes and see, Lord God, your grace, your judgments, your law, your perfection, your name, your word. God, give us comfort today.